Blog Talk Radio.
Some people tell me I got great legs. Figure out why you make me bend. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, well, so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute. It does not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you. It's been the sweetest girl I've had. Be something in the water that you. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? So bad. Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Best to speed up what I'm doing so I can set up your calls. But
Here's that a cappella that I love so much by Austin Brown.
I am in a predicament, trying to be a gentleman. She wants me back again.
Oh, I tried so hard
to be as faithful, but I wasn't able. Now it's more painful. Oh, the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room to fit.
No room
when you fall in a kiss. We find that your love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Oh, can't be me. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's fun.
My dreams will get shot down. I'm late to the showdown.
Troubles all around.
The love of the shepherd left from the shelter to try to find better.
Oh,
the grass seems green on the other side, and I don't want to see what I have to leave behind. Don't make me choose to be here without you. There's no room to fit.
No room to
when you fall in a kiss. We find that your love can be with more than one. I'm caught in between.
Caught in between.
Oh, can't be me. I gotta choose one, but with you it's more fun.
But it's fernande trois.
I love that song. I know, I know. Wow. So we're talking Independence Day, 4th of July, celebration ideas. I have loved America's birthday since I was a little girl. And so let's talk about different ideas. You can visit different websites also. One website I was checking out earlier was epicurious.com. You can visit epicurious.com and get many ideas regarding your 4th of July Independence Day celebrations, from barbecues to heaven buffet-style events, celebrations and so on. Just amazing, amazing 4th of July ideas. And then also, of course, you can visit MarthaStewart.com, and there are ideas galore at her website also. Just amazing, amazing. So I'm took a peek because my friend in the chat room is in there, and he's talking about America's birthday, and then also talking about where it's wet on the in the southeast of America, he's talking about how the drought that's happening in his Midwestern state, and that it won't be no fireworks in his part of America unless there's some rain, because you know what that means. Fireworks and dryness is not mixed. Here in the state of Mississippi, we love fireworks, you know, so there'll be a lot of fireworks going on, from big events to people just having fun, popping firecrackers and flaring their Roman candles everywhere. So, in celebration of America's birthday. Wow. I'm going to step away from the chat room for a minute, because I usually multitask with my touch is still, I guess I need to erase some stuff out of my storage. I don't think anything serious is wrong with it, but I need to take time to delete things from my storage data, I believe. If so, I need to go ahead and seek a replacement. But I have to leave the switchboard so I can read off information that I do not have written down in my notes. But I wanted to share some more information that my friend and my friends, we have a little party like in the chat room, talked about. And we're going to talk about history regarding to Independence Day and 4th of July, because some listeners outside the U.S. might not. I know we're celebrating in different countries, different Independence Day. Back to when I mentioned July 14th, Prince would like to entertain his supporters under the Eiffel Tower on July 14th in regard of Bastille Day. So there's different Independence Days going on, but America's Independence Day is on 4th of July, Happy Birthday America. But my friend in the chat room, my regular, my friend, my buddy, fellow blogtalkradio.com cohort, he states that Independence Day was about aristocratic slave owning white males that didn't want to pay their taxes. And he said he saw that in a historical movie. And what movie was that? And he said that in school they taught him that Independence Day was about taxation without representation. Yeah. And that's what you find also in research materials also. So, you know, let's see. Oh, okay, I thought he made more comments. But hello, wow, there's many people in the chat room. Thank you. So you are all creating your listener profiles. So that is good. That is very fantastic. Sound like, oh, Dazed and Confused. I remember Dazed and Confused. Okay. That's the movie with Ben Affleck, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. Okay. You all tend to have me giggling this morning. But also, speaking of staycations and vacations, and also if you're traveling abroad, and if you live abroad, booking.com, I received an amazing email from them this morning, and in regards to getting good deals, and the deals are always constantly changing, so I could say what deals I saw, but viewed, but the deals are so amazing at booking.com, where you have to visit and pretty much pinpoint your destination of travel. And so on. But I'm going to leave the switchboard in the chat room for about 10 minutes to talk about 4th of July and Independence Day. You all can stay in the chat room. You can stay in the chat room also. Please do after the 30 minutes. The show goes to 45 minutes. So I'm going to have to leave the switchboard and leave out the chat room so I can refer to some facts regarding Independence Day and 4th of July, plus to discuss more ideas regarding celebrations of Independence Day and 4th of July, and also more websites to visit regarding staycations and vacations. Here in the Jackson, Mississippi area, I know our home team, the Mississippi Braves, which is the minor league team to the Atlanta Braves, they would be playing. They have a home game on the 4th of July. So, I've never been to the Embrace game, but the Embrace are playing at home for those of you who are thinking, hey, let's go to a baseball game. Are wondering if they're playing in town. They're playing in town on 4th of July. So you visit mbraves.com to find out more. And they've been blasting commercials and stuff, those of you that are local. But let's see. What's going on? Travel does a subject that gets me very upset. Oh, I know. I used to travel a lot, friend, in the chat room. I'm looking forward to resuming traveling in the very near future. Why does travel get you upset? The cost of travel or what? Oh, you're 100% opposed to the TSA. Okay, a lot of people are, but some people have to travel, not for vacation, but just to work and to travel to different places, and they have to experience that. And then some people, it's slow to travel, and I guess that does complicate things when your mind is focused on having fun. You feel that's the only purpose, is to condition to train Americans to self-abuse. But then the TSA is there to keep travelers safe also, right? Maybe their practices could be better, but I haven't flown in a long time, so I only know what I hear and what I read and through media reports. But the TSA job is to keep us safe and to look out for our safety. But just from what I've seen, you know, some reports do seem to be allegedly to the extreme. And you're saying an air travelers are fluent. If they accepted, everybody else would be forced to accept it. That's a good point also. Yeah, because I do hear a lot of stories regarding, I hear stories from all walks of life, people that experience different situations. Wow. TSA has never caught a single terrorist, but frequently the air passengers are the ones that catch the terrorists. That's a good point. I always notice something suspicious. That's a good point. They notice something suspicious, like, and then they report it to authorities. So that's a good point also. But I'm going to step away from the chat room and talk about 4th of July celebration ideas. But, you know, my friend in the chat room is talking about traveling, so you all just do your best to be safe regarding travels and cooperate with TSA. But I guess at the same time, don't allow your person and your privacy to be invaded. Like I said, I haven't traveled in a while, so I really can't talk from personal experience. But I'm looking forward to resuming traveling, flying, and other things, other ways of traveling also, taking road trips. I'm reading something by David Harrison Levy right now on Facebook. This is not in my plans, but he always share very inspirational words. And it appears that what he's sharing this morning is something that I should share with my listeners, even though we're talking about travels. And 4th of July. When we are at our happiest, be it a new relationship or business promotion, do outside forces try to sabotage and bring chaos to an otherwise beautiful situation? I'm tired of the jealousy that exists in the minds and hearts of those who seemingly lurk in the shadows, causing me to look ever so cautiously over my shoulder and watch for those forces of evil. Those people insist they are your friends, but would be the first to put you down and attempt to take any feeling of joy you may be experiencing away from you. For their own hidden agenda, more often than causing you added anxiety and stress in our daily lives. There are haters around us in many forms. Sometimes we are able to identify them by name, by face, but sometimes we are not. But if we develop a positive notion and imagine mentally that haters are in fact our admirers, it would cause no further harm. Hating is a sincerest form of flattery, says many proverbs. There are various reasons to hate a person, and at times, haters do not have a valid reason nor understand why they hate you at all. They do it just for the sake of hating others, but hating a certain name only gives them fame. Whether a person loves you or hates you, you are clearly in their minds. But haters only hate the things that they cannot acquire, the jealousy they feel from within, and the people they can't fit in with, or the people they can no longer use for their own personal gain. So it's only an expression of an adoration and affection they have for you. In fact, when someone hates you, it fuels the powers within you and gives you a sense of inspiration and motivation to achieve more in life and stand upright in front of them. Therefore, do not hate your haters, but rather embrace them, thank them, be grateful to them, and say, I love you to them, for they keep you encouraged and inspired for the inevitable blessings to come. Sending you my continued blessings of peace and love to fill your every waking hour, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. I love you, David Harrison Levy, the star maker, author, philosopher, humanitarian, philanthropist, ambassador, emeritus for world peace and breast cancer awareness. And in the end, it's not the years in your life that count, but the life in what you don't see with your eyes, don't invent with your mouth. And that is good. His words of wisdom are always amazing and always inspiring. And his words of wisdom always, it seems like the words that he shared always match exactly to exactly like what I'm feeling or something that I'm going through. Shout out to my dear friend Max J. Hammond. He just posted an amazing picture of friends. But happy birthday if today is your birthday. If you're celebrating anything else really special. And if you're going through something sad, I send you hugs and kisses also. But I love to talk about things that happened in this day in history. And I guess there's a little delay in what I'm saying because I had to get out of the chat room so I can go to the pages that I need to go to. But I think I need to go a quicker way because our time is limited and don't need to. Cause like right now, we have about 10 minutes of live streaming. And I've posted some awesome videos. I've received some awesome fashion show videos also this morning, and I've posted some awesome Spark People videos and also in regards to the subject matter of 4th of July celebrations and independence. Celebrations. So you all know how it is when you're waiting for something to appear on your screen. I'm on my Facebook page scrolling down to a few of the stories that I've posted. But I must have skipped over it or something because I just posted it. So I guess I will go straight to my main source so we would not miss out any more time until I can hurry up and get back into the chat room. As you know me, I love to share that history of today, what happened in today, and so on. Ow! I had not planned to do this, but I guess I will, because some people want to hear the Wikipedia version of Independence Day. I was going to zoom in and talk about some facts that we normally don't hear about Independence Day. And I will still do that. But I go ahead and check out, share the basics about what's defined in Wikipedia. 4th of July and 4th of July. Independence Day, commonly known as the 4th of July, is a federal holiday in the United States, commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence. On July 4th, 1776, declaring independence from the Kingdom of Great Britain. Independence Day is commonly associated with fireworks, parades, barbecues, carnivals, fairs, picnics, concerts, baseball games, family reunions, and political speeches and ceremonies. In addition to various other public and private events, celebrating the history, government, and traditions of the United States. Independence Day is the national day of the United States. And the basic background of the 4th of July is, during the American Revolution, the legal separation of the 13 colonies from Great Britain occurred on July the 2nd, 1776, when the Second Continental Congress voted to approve a resolution of independence that had been proposed in June by Richard Henry Lee of Virginia, declaring the United States independent from Great Britain. After voting for independence, Congress turned its attention to the Declaration of Independence. Its statement explaining this decision, which had been prepared by a committee of five with Thomas Jefferson as its principal author, Congress debated and revised the Declaration, finally approving it on July 4th. A day later, John Adams had written to his wife, Abigail. The second day of July, 1776, would be the most memorable epoch in the history of America. I am to believe that it would be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations. From one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward, forevermore. Adams' prediction was off by 2 days. From outset, Americans celebrated Independence Day on 4th of July, the date shown on much publicized Declaration of Independence rather than on July 2nd. The date the Resolution of Independence was approved in closed session of Congress. There's no question that July 4th, 1776 is the date that the Congress approved the final official document, having voted to declare independence 2 days earlier. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and Benjamin Franklin all later wrote that they had also signed it on that day. However, most historians have concluded that the Declaration was signed nearly a month after its adoption, on August 2, 1776, and not on July 4th, as I commonly believe. In a remarkable coincidence, both John Adams and Thomas Jefferson, the only signers of the Declaration of Independence, later to serve as presidents of the United States, died on the same day, July 4th, 1826, which was the 50th anniversary of the Declaration. Although not a signer of the Declaration of Independence, but another founding father who became president, James Monroe, died on July 4th, 1831, thus becoming the third president in a row who died on Memorial Day. Calvin Coolidge, the third president, was born on July 4th, 1872, and so far is the only president that had been born on Independence Day. So Calvin Coolidge's birthday is July 4th, and he was the 30th president, and he was born in 1872. Observance. In 1777, 13 gunshots were fired in salute, once that morning and once again as evening fell on July 4th in Bristol, Rhode Island. Philadelphia celebrated the first anniversary in a manner a modern American would find quite familiar, an official dinner for the Continental Congress, toast, 13 gun salutes, speeches, prayers, music parades, troop reviews, and fireworks. Ships were decked with red, white, and blue hunting. Oh, yeah, the reservoir area in the park, like close to my home, Lake High, but the lake isn't open, but the park is a very popular place. But the reservoir is, right by that reservoir is a popular place to celebrate 4th of July here. And you have fireworks going on up there, too. Been ages since I've been there. And there's many other ways in history that we could study regarding observation. The live streaming would discontinue in a few. It's much more that we can talk about. I'll mention a couple more observances. In 1778, General George Washington marked July 4th with a double erection of runs, an artillery salute across the Atlantic Ocean. Ambassadors John Adams and Benjamin Franklin held a dinner for their fellow Americans in Paris, France. In 1779, July 4th fell on a Sunday. The holiday was much celebrated on July 5th. In 1781, the Massachusetts General Court became the first state legislature to recognize July 4th as a state celebration. And in 1783, Moravians in Salem, North Carolina, had a celebration of July 4th with a children's music program assembled by Joan Frederick Peter. This work was titled The Psalms of Joy. And then in 1791, the first recorded use of the name Independence Day occurred. In 1820, the first 4th of July celebration was held in Eastport, Maine, which remains the largest in the state. In 1870, the U.S. Congress made Independence Day an unpaid holiday for federal employees. And then in 1988, Congress changed Independence Day to a paid federal holiday. And then the customs, you know, back to what we were talking about, the different customs. Independence Day is a national holiday, and it's marked by the patriotic displays. You know, you usually see patriotic colors, red, white, and blue. That's me talking. Similarly to other summer theme events, Independence Day celebrations often take place outdoors. It is a federal holiday, like I keep repeating. So all non-essential federal institutions like Postal Service and other federal courts are closed on that day. Many politicians make it a point on this day to appear at public events and to praise the nation's heritage, laws, history, society, and people. Families often celebrate Independence Day by hosting or attending picnics or barbecues. You know, it's something that, you know, I usually do and like to do and love. And take advantage of the day off and in some years long weekend together with relatives. Decorations, for example, like streamers, balloons, and clothing are generally colored red, white, and blue, the colors of the American flag. Parades are often in the morning, while fireworks displays occur in the evening at such places as parks and fairgrounds or town squares, like I was mentioning earlier. The night before the 4th was once the focal point of celebrations, more about raucous gatherings, often incorporating bonfires. Yes, because like E.C. Puffin Entertainment, whom you all have heard as a guest promoting his burlesque event a few months ago, he's hosting an event the day before. Maybe he'll come on before his event on July 3rd to discuss his event. It's a burlesque event, so I'll provide you all with more information also, and maybe he'll call into the show and provide us with information regarding an event in downtown Jackson on July 3rd. So it's another burlesque event. But it's not the Magic City Sirens. It's another entertainer that he's hosting. And also parades are all, the night before, back to what I was saying, the night before was once the focal point of celebrations marked by raucous gatherings, often incorporating bonfires as their centerpiece. In New England towns, competed to build Tyrant pyramids assembled from hogs' heads and barrels and casks. They were lit at nightfall to usher in a celebration. The highest were in Salem, Massachusetts, on Gallows Hill, the famous site of the execution of 13 women and 6 men for witchcraft in 1692 during the Salem witch trials. So the tradition of bonfires and celebrations had persisted. And then right here on this Wikipedia page, they have a patriotic trailer shown in theaters prior to July 4th, 1940. So I'm going to check that out. The custom flourished in the 19th and 20th centuries and is still practiced in some England towns. Independence Day fireworks are often accompanied by patriotic songs such as the National Anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, God Bless America, America the Beautiful, My Country, 'Tis of Thee, This Land is Your Land, This Land is My Land, Stars and Stripes Forever, and originally Yankee Doodle is the northeastern state, and Dixie, like in the state of Mississippi, in southern states. Some of the lyrics recall images of the Revolutionary War or of the War of 1812. Fireworks shows are held in many states, and many fireworks are sold for personal use or as an alternative to public show. Safety concerns have led some states to ban fireworks or limit the sizes and types allowed. Illicit traffic transfers many of fireworks from less restrictive states. Yeah. A salute of one gun for each state in the United States, called a salute to the Union, is fired on Independence Day at noon by any capable military base. In 2009, New York City had the largest fireworks display in the country with over 22 tons of pyrotechnics exploded. Other major displays are in Chicago on Lake Michigan, in San Diego over Mission Bay, in Boston on the Charles River, in St. Louis on the Mississippi River, in San Francisco over the San Francisco Bay, and on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. During the annual Windsor Detroit International Freedom Festival, Detroit, Michigan hosts one of the world's largest fireworks displays over the Detroit River. To celebrate Independence Day, in conjunction with Windsor, Ontario's celebration of Canada Day. As an official observance, always falls on the 4th of July, participation levels may vary according to which day of the week the 4th falls on. If the holiday falls in the middle of the week, like it's doing this year, some firework displays and celebrations may take place during the weekend for convenience, again varying by region. The first week of July is typically one of the busiest American travel periods of the year, as many people utilize the holiday for extended vacation trips. So it's more to talk about, and but want to talk about more celebration ideas and provide you all with websites to visit also. You might want to know this. Many of you probably know this. Held since 1785, the Bristol 4th of July Parade in Bristol, Rhode Island, is the oldest continuous Independence Day celebration in the United States. Since 1916, Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest in Coney Island. I would love to visit Coney Island. Coney Island, Brooklyn, New York City, supposedly started as a way to settle a dispute among four immigrants as to who was the most patriotic. And so numerous major minor league baseball games played on Independence Day. Here locally, Mississippi Braves, they have a home game at Trustmark Stadium in Pearl, Mississippi. And now the famous Macy's fireworks display, usually held over the East River in New York City, has been televised nationwide on NBC since 1976. In 2009, the fireworks display was returned to the Hudson River for the first time since 2000 to commemorate the 400th anniversary of Henry Hudson's exploration of that river. So there's more. Since 1970, the annual 10-kilometer Peachtree Road race is held in Atlanta, Georgia. On the Capitol Lawn in D.C., there's a Capitol 4 for free concert. And well, I guess that's the concert that we see on PBS. A free concert precedes the fireworks and attracts over 500,000 people annually. So that's just from Wikipedia, which I had planned to talk about. Some other like facts that we really don't talk about that I have been researching. But we have a week before 4th of July, so I guess, excuse me, need some more hot cocoa or some water. But we can talk about facts regarding 4th of July and Independence Day, and you feel free to call in and share also your Independence Day celebration ideas. If it's from just you or a small group of people to a big group of people, different ways to recognize and celebrate the holiday. So I'm going to pull up some of these websites that I was checking out, which I like to have in my notes, but I don't have it in my notes right now. Like I told you to visit, but here's a website that you can visit too. It's July 4th Parade. That's the parade that's in Washington, D.C. And there, I'm getting a lot of events. So we'll be talking about different events and different ways to celebrate this week and up until 4th of July, up until Independence Day. Okay, Family Fun. Yeah, here's the information I want to share with you. You can visit familyfun.go.com/4th-of-July for ideas regarding celebrations for kids. There is theholidayspot.com/July4/activities.htm. I told you about epicurious.com. epicurious.com/articles/guides/chime-in to parties, events, 4th of July cooking. Amazing information. I found so much information at that website and so many ideas from barbecues to having buffet-type dinners. Also visit MarthaStewart.com, you know, 4th of July crafts and Memorial Day is past, so, you know, patriotic ideas. And, yes, PurpleTrail.com. That's a good website I checked out. Spoonful.com. And then there is a website for, like, last minute. where you can check out 50 last minute ideas to celebrate the 4th of July and Independence Day at voices.yahoo.com over hyphen 50 hyphen last hyphen minute hyphen July hyphen 4th, four, the number 4, TH hyphen independent hyphen day. Check that out also. And then a good website I saw for educational purposes, appleforthetheacher.com regarding holidays and occasions. So there are like a lot of just ideas out there. And then for those of you that are celebrating corporate or group style, there's websites out there also for those type of celebrations. But I want to go back to this purpletrail.com because that's one website that I wanted to share some tips and information from and just some history facts from before this live episode concludes. And it's about fun facts and history and trivia about the 4th of July. And I Googled this also on my Google, on my G1, on my page. But it's all about, like, trivia questions. And so you might want to just have fun with your family and friends regarding and just us quizzing one another regarding what do you know and not know regarding Independence Day. And I'm just going to read a little bit because this is also a company's web page which prints out invitations and design packages. Okay. Here are some Independence Day fun facts, history, and trivia. On July the 4th, 1776, the Declaration of Independence was approved by the Continental Congress. Thereafter, the 13 colonies embarked on the road to freedom as a sovereign nation. This most American of holidays is traditionally celebrated with parades, fireworks, and backyard barbecues across the country. As you send out your July 4th party invitations, take a minute to think about how much you really know about what we are celebrating. 4th of July history and trivia. Did you know that the major objection to being ruled by Britain was taxation without representation? The colonists had no say in the decision of English Parliament. In May 1776, after nearly a year of trying to resolve the differences with England, the colonies sent delegates to the Second Continental Congress. Finally, in June, admitting their efforts were hopeless, a committee was formed to compose the formal Declaration of Independence. Headed by Thomas Jefferson, the committee also included John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Philip Livingston, and Roger Sherman. On June 28, 1776, Thomas Jefferson presented the first draft of the Declaration to Congress. Betsy Ross, according to legend, flew the first American flag in May or June 1776 as commissioned by the Congregational Committee. Independence Day was first celebrated in Philadelphia on July 8, 1776. And speaking of Philadelphia, shout out to American Dreaming Magazine, to Chris Johnson and Editor-in-Chief Brandon Davis. I have told you all that I'm part of their dream team, so I love supporting the staff and American Dreaming, but, you know, they invited me, and I was approved to be a part of their team as in respect of sales and marketing and so on. So visit their website at shop.americandreamingmagazine.com. And when you're shopping or when you subscribe to a year subscription, remember to put my code, which is Bethany, my full name, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y, in the discount section when you check out, okay? But shout out to those guys and shout out to you fashionistas. If you have not checked out American Dreaming Magazine, you're missing out on a lot. So definitely check it out and tweet them at AD_magazine and also like their fan page at American Dreaming Magazine. Just speaking of Philadelphia-based publication. The Liberty Bell sounded from the Tower of Independence Hall on July 8, 1776, summoning citizens together for the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence by Colonel John Nixon. And then on June 14, 1777, the Continental Congress, looking to promote national pride and unity, adopted the national flag. Resolved the flag of the United States be 13 stripes, alternate red and white, that the Union be 13 stars, white and blue, field representing a new constellation. So that's just, you know, so a little fact. So you all check out Party Purple Trails. I think I said that right. Check out that website because there are a lot of facts, stuff that you already know and stuff that you might not know. Purple Trail, purpletrail.com. Because we're near and running out of time, but I just wanted to share more. 1941, yeah, we talked about that. 1941, Congress declared 4th of July federal legal holiday, one of the few federal holidays have not been moved to the nearest Friday or Monday. And 13 places nationwide with Liberty in their name. Liberty, Missouri. That's Liberty, Mississippi. Population 26,232, both the highest population of the 30. Iowa has more of these places than any other state. At 4, Libertyville, New Liberty, North Liberty, and West Liberty. 11 places have Independence in their name. The most populous of these is Independence, Missouri. 5 places adopted the name Freedom, California, with 6,000 residents as the largest population among these. And there's a place called Patriot, Indiana, with a population of 202. So it's just amazing. Check this out to just, you know, to quiz yourself and to learn more facts that we're just not taught every day in regards to the celebration of 4th of July Independence Day. But, again, I provide you with some websites, and we'll talk more regarding celebrating 4th of July Independence Day and things to do in certain areas. And feel free to call in or to shoot me an email or a message if you're friends with me on any page of Facebook or LinkedIn, MySpace, et cetera, and let me know what's going on in your areas in regards to celebrating 4th of July and then any other information also. Email is CultureShockEntertainment@yahoo.com, KULTRE. It's easy to KENTERTAIMME. NT@yahoo.com. So some people say that's a long website. Let's see how much. Oh, time is almost over. So thank you for tuning in to Cut the Shock Entertainment Report, because the time is almost over. If it's not over. Because I'm not in the switchboard. Usually I'm notified if the show is over and we've exceeded time. So you've been listening to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports, Talk That Talk Tuesday. Thank you so much. God bless.